Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast from the First Christian Church in Great Bend, Kansas. We are a church with a mission of inspiring ordinary people to live extraordinary lives for Christ. It really doesn't matter who you are, what you have done, or how you choose to worship. You belong here. We pray that this week's sermon blesses you and that you feel God's presence through it today.
This morning, we are happy to welcome to the pulpit our associate regional minister. You'll see him around the church some. There's an office that he spends some time at in our back part of our church, as we are privileged to share that space with the regional office. But to bring a message, God's message to us today, please welcome our associate regional minister, Dave Dubuch.
Most of the time I'm back there. Many of times it's on the road, going from various congregations to various parts of the state, but it's great to be here with you all this morning, and that you have given Josh the much-needed rest that he needs. So I want to begin, before I start into the message, I want to share with you the passage that I chose this morning, and it's from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. And it says to us in this scripture to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. So what you see on the screen, I'm sure many of you, how many of you have heard Diamond Rio? Many of you, your hands are up. But in the world of country music, as I said, there is a group called Diamond Rio. And they wrote a song years ago entitled, In God We Still Trust. And this song is not played on local radio stations simply because it's been deemed politically incorrect. And the media is afraid that they might offend some people. But personally, when you hear these words that I'm going to share with you, it speaks the truth. I think very clearly. So I want to start by reading to you those lyrics. And it says, you place your hand on his Bible when you swear to tell the truth. And his name is on the greatest monuments and all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt where we stand. There's no separation. We're one nation under him. In God we still trust here in America. He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He's the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us here in America. In God we still trust. Now there are those among us who want to push him out and erase his name from everything this country's all about. From the schoolhouse to the courthouse, they're silencing his word, and now it's time for all believers to make our voices heard. In God we still trust here in America. Those are words from that song. So my question this morning is simply this. Does America truly still trust in God? You know, it's easy to say to that question, of course we do. Or say something like, well, I trust in God, but I can't speak for the rest of the country. But the truth is that although we as Christians should be setting the example of our trust in our God, many of us fall short when it comes to setting a good example. You know, the scriptures give us numerous examples of people trusting in God. In situations where any one of us would have had doubt, Abraham being told to sacrifice his son, Moses crossing the Red Sea, Gideon downsizing his army, David fighting the giant Philistine. And there are also many commands in the scripture that tells us that we should trust God. And as you heard me read in the scripture from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it says, again, I want to share this with you, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. To trust in God with all our heart is something much easier discussed than carried out. You see, it means to confide completely in God's will for our life, to rise above all of our worries, our fears, our doubts, and do as we know what God would have us do. Here's a story, a little funny story I want to share with you. So this man was walking along the edge of the Grand Canyon, and he was all by himself one afternoon when he lost his footing and he slipped over the side. You see, he was lucky to grab hold of a root that was protruding from the dirt, and he held on with all of his might as the drop was extremely high, and he called to the heavens, "Is there anyone up there?" But no one answered. And he called again, "Is there anyone up there?" And finally, after hours of holding on, a booming voice from the heavens called back to him, "I am here. What is the problem?" And the man yelled back, "God, I have fallen and I am hanging on for my life. Please rescue me." And God answered the man, "Okay, my son, just let go." The man thought for some time, and then he looked up to the heavens and he said, "Is there anyone else up there?" You see, trusting in God with all our heart simply means just letting go. It means that we will be happy with God's direction for our lives, wherever that might take us. And we will be committed to his will, and we will accept the direction he provides without doubt, without fear, and without worrying. Because you see, Psalm chapter 37, verses 3 through 6 says this, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make you your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun." Once again, a command to trust in God, to do good. But here the scripture is a little more clear about what God expects from us as we display our trust in him. And I think verse 4 of that passage is something every American and surely every Christian should memorize and understand. Does America still trust in God? Do you trust in God with all your heart, even when things don't really seem to make sense to you? Lean not on your own understanding, but with all your heart, trust in God. And so many of us truly think of ourselves, I do trust God, and we really do, but only with our mind. Our actions may not show the kind of trust that Jesus is asking for. But see, you and I have seen the things that God can do, firsthand. And many of us here this morning have witnessed God's hand upon your life. Many of us have seen that, how God can provide a way where there seems to be no way. And we have seen God meet our needs in times of trouble and trial. We have seen how his word has convicted even the strongest personalities and made these people Christian servants. And still, we doubt. But the key to successfully keeping God in our country is for our country to trust in God. as it says, on our money. In God we trust. In order for our country to trust in God, we Christians must be living examples of what trusting God looks like. Is our relationship with Jesus like our relationship with our spouse or our best friend, where we want to know everything about them? What they're doing, where they've been, and how they feel about things. You know, we cannot have a relationship that is exciting in the beginning and then dies off. You know, a marriage like that ends in divorce. A relationship like that with Jesus will end with far greater circumstances. We must learn to love God with all our hearts and trust Him completely. I don't know how many of you have heard of Tim Hansel, but there's a great passage from his book, Holy Sweat, that I want to share with you. And he says, "At first I saw God as my observer, my judge, keeping track of the things I did wrong so as to know whether I merited heaven or hell when I die. He was out there sort of like a president. But later on, when I met Christ, it seemed as though life were rather like a bike ride, a tandem bike. And I noticed that Christ was in the back helping me pedal. And I don't know when it was that he suggested that we change places, but life has not been the same since. When I had control, I knew the way. It was rather boring, but predictable. It was the shortest distance between the two points. But when he took the lead, he knew delightful long cuts up mountains and through rocky places at breakneck speeds. It was all that I could do to hang on. Even though it looked like madness, he said, pedal. And I worried and I was anxious and asked, 'Where are you taking me?' He laughed and he didn't answer. And I started to learn to trust. I forgot about my boring life and entered into the adventure. And when I'd say, 'I'm scared,' he'd lean back and touch my hand. He took me to people with gifts that I needed, gifts of healing, of acceptance, and joy. They gave me gifts to take on my journey, my Lord and mine. And we were off again,' he said. 'Give the gifts away, they're extra baggage, too much weight.' So I did. I did to the people we met, and I found that in giving I received, and still our burden was light. I did not trust him at first in control of my life. I thought he's wreck-it, but he knows bike secrets, knows how to make that bend to take sharp corners, knows how to jump to clear high rocks, knows how to fly to short and scary passages. And I'm learning to shut up and pedal. And to pedal in the strangest places. And I'm beginning to enjoy the view and the cool breeze on my face with delightful and constant companion, Jesus Christ. And when I am just sure I can't do anything more, he just smiles and says, 'Pedal.'" You see, it's time for America to start trusting God again. And that can only happen if we who call ourselves children of God start showing the example of trust by knowing our Jesus in a more intimate relationship. You know, sure, as those lyrics that I read to you earlier say, there are those who want to push him out, but we must stand up and we must be heard. If America is to trust God, we as Christians must stand up. be good examples of trust and faith and not allow the few that want to push God out of our country to succeed. So I invite you today to take time to think about and ask yourself, where do you stand with God? Are you being an effective witness? Are there things you can do to show the world how united Christians are under God? Can you be a better example of trust in God? Because you see, the Bible says we must hear the message before we can believe, and once we hear it, we must then believe it with all of our heart and not just our mind. Because then the Bible tells us then in Acts chapter 2 that when the people were cut to the heart and asked, what must we do? What did Peter say? Peter said, repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So I ask you, are you here this morning? And you need to walk this path, receive this free gift. Are you here this morning and you have been less than what God wants you to be? I invite you to pray to God or to reach out to the elders of this congregation or to Pastor Josh to talk more. Let's pray. God, you've given us this wonderful day to be together. You've given us this day to come into worship. And how, God, we have this reminder that you have given us this freedom to come and to worship together, to be together, that we can trust in you, O God, that we can go beyond this space to be equipped to share your love. Share your love with others. So God, continue to bless this body, this congregation, in the witness that they not only provide to one another, but the opportunities that they provide to this community and beyond. I give you thanks for Pastor Josh and the leadership of this congregation as they continue to hear your call, O God. Lead them and guide them. And all God's people said, amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon, and we hope you are able to join us next week. To learn more about FCC Great Bend, visit us online at firstchristianchurchgb.com. Again, that's firstchristianchurchgb.com. God bless and have a great week.